The Chattanooga Symphony and Orchestra and CSO Chorus, in collaboration with the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's Chamber Singers, present Mozart's Requiem on Thursday, November 14th at the Tivoli Theater, starting at 7:30 p.m. Mozart's Requiem, Mass in D minor, was incomplete at the time of his death on December 5, 1791. Some historians would argue that finishing the work was a collaboration between Mozart's contemporaries, with notes and instructions provided by Mozart prior to his death. For the performance of the Requiem on Thursday night, the collaboration of professional opera chorus, symphony orchestra, and chamber singers from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga will be the first performance of his type for college sophomore Molly Weber.
We've never really been able to do something with professional choir or orchestra before, and it's really kind of cool.
What are some of the challenges that you're facing interacting with a professional group?
Probably just blending and trying to work with them since we've only met with them once. We're meeting with them for 2 days before the concert, so we only get 3 meetings with them.
In your typical rehearsals with the choral arts group, you get a lot more time to work on specific pieces than you're getting with this combined group.
Yeah, we normally rehearse about 4 days a week. And sometimes we'll have, like, outside performances or, like, tours, different things like that. So we're really used to each other.
Are you really excited?
Yes. I'm absolutely just completely excited because it's something new and different. And it's going to put us up on a complete another level that we get to do this humongous 80-page requiem. So,
and Mozart's Requiem is not the easiest piece to work with.
No, not at all. But it's definitely a fun learn, so that's good.
What are some of the strengths that you believe the UTC choral group brings to this performance?
Our strengths probably is that we're all pretty much bonded and we're really good at blending with each other, and all of us have a fairly good ear. To be in this choir, Dr. Ford, like, he tests your ability to be able to hear pitches and kind of repeat them, and a lot of us can sight read as well, so it definitely helps us a little bit to be able to combine with another group.
What personal insight do you hope to get from working with the professionals?
Probably just like learning new ways of doing things, being able to work with an orchestral conductor versus a choral conductor, and trying to not get in a screaming match in the Tivoli, but it probably won't happen. I think we'll all be pretty well.
Is this your first performance in the Tivoli?
Yes, and I actually got to go in there for the first time a couple weeks ago, and it was incredible looking. It just looked like an old-time theater like you would see in the movies.
So you hope to do more collaborations in the future with professionals, or are you planning on becoming one of those professionals?
I hope to do more collaborations with the group, and this is more of a hobby for me because I love singing, but I'm going to be an athletic trainer, so hopefully I'll be able to do like an audition professional choir or something on the side for me, just so I can kind of keep my sanity a little bit.
Had you known any of the opera chorus performers before?
Not really. Pretty much their whole group was unknown to most of us.
And you'll be getting to work with Kayoko Dan. Is that exciting or what?
Yes, that's really exciting because like, a lot of people in the like musical world know who she is, and they know how great of a conductor she is, and she's just wonderful to work with, and she knows exactly what she wants and exactly where she wants it, so she'll at least let us know. So,
and you'll have just 3 chances to work with her?
Yes, before the concert, and we've already done one of them, so we just have Tuesday and Wednesday before our Thursday concert.
Oh!
Conductor Kyoko Dan will be leading the Chattanooga Symphony Orchestra, CSO Chorus, and UTC Chamber Singers for the performance of the Requiem.
We do this at least once a year, this collaboration between combined force of the singers and also the instrumentalist. And it's fun, but it does have a different challenge than, per se, if I was just conducting a symphony orchestra. For example, a singer, sometimes they need cutoffs. You know, they need to know where to put a T's and S's at the end of the word, whereas you may not have to dictate that with the instrumentalist. Or singers have to breathe. And sometimes I would have to accommodate the tempo or beginning of a phrase or end of a phrase, depending on where they need to breathe and stuff like that. So, and also when there's a text in music, I always use that as a guidance as to how to phrase instrumentalists as well. So I always have to go to the text as a source of how to, you know, conduct a piece.
Typically when it's a CSO-sponsored concert, you're dealing with just professionals. In this collaboration with the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, you're dealing with students.
Right.
Is there a big difference in your approach there?
Yes and no. Since I've been here, we've been collaborating with Lee University singers and also Chatt State students as well. So it's not new to me. I consider myself an educator. I was a director of youth orchestra for 2 years before here. I was an assistant to another youth orchestra before, and I have 2 music education degrees, so education is embedded in me. However, when I approach things like this, I'm, you know, working with the professional musicians and a community-based choir and students at the same time, it's a different dynamic. But I don't per se, like, say I teach them, but I treat them, even the students I worked with in the past, like high school students, with utmost respect and professionalism, because I expect that back from them as well. Because I always feel like if you treat kids like kids, they'll act like kids. So I, you know, always treat any students with respect and professionalism, and I just hope that, you know, I receive that back from them as well.
Mozart's Requiem is not necessarily an easy piece in a lot of areas. People are kind of afraid to even try it.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the Requiem?
It was on my bucket list. Although I didn't think that it was going to be coming to reality this soon in my life. But I'm really fortunate, and it's one of the pieces that we haven't done in a couple of years, and it was in a rotation. Beautiful music. A lot of people say, oh, this is my favorite piece. And I think it's true for a lot of people. So I'm really hoping that we can bring a great performance of that to Chattanooga.
When you're working with the choirs, I understand you're really only getting 3 total rehearsals with the group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the students actually mentioned melding of the voices, the mixing of the voices.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be difficult with what is primarily an operatic chorus opposed to a choral arts group?
It is hard because we have 2 different choruses singing with us with 2 separate directors, but they did communicate with each other. They have been in contact. They have the same score, so they know how to, you know, when to take a breath, which note to emphasize, and all that kind of stuff has been communicated between Kevin Ford and Darren Hasford. So they do their choral things. I have the easy job. I actually just show up, and they have been rehearsed, and I just put them together with the orchestra.
Is the orchestra very responsive to changes in voices and such?
I believe so. I think human voice is something very special that you can experience and you cannot experience in just symphonic work. There's something about human voices that touches your soul. Performing with singers is very special to us.
What's the biggest challenge you faced in putting a program like this together?
Having 3 separate organizations coming together and then creating a unified performance is going to be a challenge, but we do have 2 rehearsals together, I think, so we'll make it happen.
Is there anything that you feel you might personally gain from this experience outside of checking it off your bucket list?
Every time I perform something, new or old, to me, I get better as a conductor. I'm still learning, and so I'm hoping that this will be a growing experience for me, an educational experience for me as well. But it's just this whole energy that we create together with, you know, 150 plus musicians on stage, and just it's just one night, you know, one event. This collaboration will only happen once, And I'm really hoping to be able to share it with as many people as possible in this community. I'm really looking forward to showing off what we have in the arts community in Chattanooga.
Conductor Kayoko Dan and the Chattanooga Symphony, in collaboration with the CSO Chorus and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga Chamber Singers, present Mozart's Requiem at the Tivoli Theater on Thursday, November 14th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. as part of the Barnett & Company Masterworks series. Tickets are available at the Tivoli box office. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.